Tuesday on the Zone Daily Podcast, enough of the mornings, we are back. On today's show, we catch you up on everything going on, the latest on the coaching carousel in college football, and my initial reaction to the Titans' loss to the New England Patriots. The Zone Daily, after a week hiatus, back on your favorite podcast platform, and it starts right now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Bowling.
Back at it here on your favorite podcast platform. Welcome into the Zone Daily Podcast. I have been J-Mart for the past week and a half on J-Mart and Ramon, and now we return back to my promised land. Welcome into the Zone Daily Podcast, where we get you headlines, analysis, sound from around 104.5 The Zone's Reaction Monday, and much more here in the Zone Podcast Network. I'm your host, Will Bowling, as always. Great to be back, and I apologize for the hiatus, but when this podcast requires me to know what is going on late at night in the world of sports and record things late at night, not a great combo with hosting morning radio and being up just a little bit before 5 a.m. We do this every single weekday morning. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, now is your chance. The Zone Daily Podcast, wherever you download audio, and we get things started with the headlines. Yesterday, the Tennessee Titans placed Kevin Byard on the team's COVID list. Not great. They also activated Joe Jones from the reserve COVID list, and they waived quarterback DeShone Kizer from the team's practice squad. Those were the Titans' headlines yesterday. Across the world of college football, things continue to get even crazier. And again, LSU has another big name that has been linked to their open head coaching job. Brian Kelly from Notre Dame is the newest name to be tied to LSU. Lincoln Riley, of course, headed to USC, where he introduced himself to the media yesterday. And now Kelly is the newest name thrown into the mix of LSU conversations and all of the openings within the Southeastern Conference and beyond. Doesn't sound like Lane Kiffin is going to be staying within the SEC. Of course, Billy Napier hired at Florida, a fit that I think is a good one. Lane Kiffin, I still think, is either headed to Miami or he is staying at Ole Miss as of right now. But these things are fluid. We will continue to update these things as the week continues here on the Zone Daily. But first, we begin today's show by looking at a little bit of audio from yesterday on 104.5 The Zone. John Bryce, one of the best insiders when it comes to covering football coaching searches. He is a must-follow this time of year, and he was on Blaine and Mickey yesterday to provide the latest on Josh Heupel's possibility of heading to Oklahoma.
Should Tennessee fans be at all nervous that at some point this gets to Heupel, or is there still a frosty deal from being fired all those years ago?
Yeah, I have enough people I trust telling me that as much as Heupel loves his alma mater and appreciates what he did there with Bob Stoops, that Bob Stoops and Josh Heupel maybe didn't part on the best of terms, that some people thought Stoops might make other staff changes rather than Josh Heupel at the time, but he went with Josh Heupel and kind of sacrificed him early in his career. So, and Bob Stoops still carries probably the biggest stick of anybody around the Oklahoma program. So I just don't see it going to Josh Heupel. I don't see it going that far down the list. It's not a knock on Josh Heupel. I think if not for Lane Kiffin and Sam Pittman, Josh Heupel would be your SEC coach of the year. But I just don't see it getting down to him. Here's another critically important thing to remember that I refreshed myself with today looking at his contract. If Josh Heupel leaves Tennessee before December 15th, 2022, he owes $8 million. Not December 15th, signing day coming up here 2 weeks from Wednesday. No. December 15th, 2022. If he leaves before then, somebody has to pay Tennessee $8 million. Mm. And, yes, Oklahoma has money, but I'm not sure that at this point in time Oklahoma wants to invest $8 million just to get Josh Heupel away from Tennessee and then have to invest crazy money to hire Josh Heupel. And, again, I would point to the fact I think Heupel – has proved to be a very brilliant offensive coach. He far exceeded most expectations for the Tennessee program this year. But we still don't know enough about Josh Heupel as a recruiter, and I think that's what everybody is kind of waiting to see before passing full judgment on what Josh Heupel can or cannot do at the University of Tennessee.
The breakup between Heupel and Oklahoma was not exactly an amicable one, and I don't think Tennessee fans have to worry about the worst-case scenario playing out once again. Well, just like it did around this time last year with Jeremy Pruitt leaving and an NCAA investigation starting. I think at this point, Josh Heupel is safe at Tennessee. I think Oklahoma should go get a guy who's going to be an NFL head coach very soon. I think Joe Brady would be a great fit at one of these places within LSU, Oklahoma, and beyond in the world of college football, because I think you go get the hot name in the NFL before he becomes an NFL head coach and much more difficult to take from places like the Carolina Panthers, who might be making a change over the next couple of years. The Washington football team, any of the perennial bottom feeders in the NFL are going to have Joe Brady on speed dial. I think of the Oakland Raiders, now known as the Las Vegas Raiders, as I correct myself very quickly. It's been a day. It's been a weekend. I think that is the guy that not enough people are talking about. I have no inside knowledge of thinking that he might be interested in coming back to college, but I think it's worth a phone call for the former LSU offensive coordinator who won a national championship with Coach O and Joe Burrow. So we now transition back to the NFL, the Tennessee Titans, their loss to the New England Patriots. Look, sometimes the coaching lets you down, sometimes players let you down, and sometimes you just kind of look overmatched based on the opponent you just played. That's kind of what happened to the Titans for me on Sunday. This is nothing to panic about. I actually think the Titans fans can take a little bit more positivity out of this loss than obviously they could against the Texans, because any loss to the Texans is going to be unacceptable. There's no justifying what happened to Houston, what happened to the New York Jets, even though that one is a little bit more explainable at the time. But this loss to the Patriots is a game where you had a chance to cut it to one score in the third quarter. You don't get it done in the red zone against a very good red zone defense, and the Patriots kind of took your soul in the second half the way they do two teams in New England. If you told me the Titans would rush for 270 yards going into this game, I would have asked you how much did they win by. But they didn't ultimately follow that formula. They turned the football over four times. They missed two kicks, and that was that. I think the biggest thing the Titans have to continue to do moving forward into the bye week and into Jacksonville, A, is get healthy, and that's obvious. But B, when you establish the run, use it. There still was not enough play action out of this offense on Sunday in a game where you had two 100-yard rushers. Now, also in the mix of those stats, you have to view it within the context of Dontrell Hilliard had a 68-yard rushing touchdown on a draw play at the end of the first half, and Deontay Foreman ran for 109 yards, 30 of which came on a ball that he fumbled. So, two carries, 98 yards right there. One was a fumble. One was kind of a gadget outside the flow of the offense, outside the script of what you're going to do from play to play kind of run. So it's hard to base play action off of that. But if this offensive line continues to play up to that level against a very good Patriots front seven and a very good Patriots defense, life is going to get easier for the Tennessee Titans. Coming up out of the bye week, you have a chance for Bud Dupree to return back home when he plays against the Pittsburgh Steelers with the Tennessee Titans. You have a chance for Julio Jones to be back immediately after the bye week when the Titans play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Those are two guys this team has to get back. And I think defensively, the biggest concern for me, the lack of the pass rush since the Titans beat the Rams. Since Bud Dupree went out, over the last two games, the Titans have zero sacks from Harold Landry or Jeffrey Simmons. That is directly proportional to inside defensive guy Danico Autry moving to the outside and playing in a position where he's not as comfortable. Turning Danico Autry into an edge rusher makes Jeffrey Simmons worse. It makes Danico Autry worse. And the next possibility for who you put in for the Titans defense, a Naquan Jones, a Laurel Murchison, whoever that is a worse player at that position than what Autry is going to give you. So you are downgrading at three different positions by Bud Dupree being out and having to move Danico Autry to the outside. This is a situation where the Titans needed to have another option at the edge rusher position, but they didn't get any production out of Rashad Weaver, who goes down injured at the beginning of the season. And now Bud Dupree is injured and out for an extended period of time, coming off of an ACL that he tore last year as a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's the biggest change that has to happen for me. It's the biggest concern for me heading into the bye week for this Titans team. The lack of depth that they have at edge rusher is greatly holding back the best players they have on this defense. And if this defense doesn't force one, two turnovers and give this offense a short field every now and then, this offense doesn't have any chance of beating good teams in the NFL, much less bad teams in the NFL the way it's constructed right now. So that's going to do it for today's show. Great to be back with you here on the Zone Daily Podcast, where you can interact with the show every single weekday. 5 a.m. is where you can find us, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. You can find me on Twitter at @Will_Bowling, B-O-L-I-N-G. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you like, what you don't like from every show right here on the Zone Podcast Network. Thanks for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. I will be on the Buck Rising Show every single day this week, 10 a.m., 1 p.m. We'll talk to you then on 104.5 The Zone.